part two of our Intelligent Medicine podcast with T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And as we continue our discussion, T.J. is telling us about how to determine if the olive oil that you have is high quality. So what are some of the criteria that you look for?
So, Dr. Hoffman, the best thing, especially when you get to actually being at the market when you're standing there, is if you could actually find a tasting bar where you could taste some of the oils prior to buying them. The key in these the elements that you're looking to taste, with the fruitiness, the bitterness, and also the pungency, is going to be a strong relation to the quality of the olive oil. So one of the things you could do, for example, is look for an olive oil that's in a dark colored glass. You never want to buy olive oil in a clear glass,
because the light can damage it.
That's right.
Wow.
It definitely can. It's photosensitive and will deteriorate the olive oil very, very, very quickly. Especially, I went into the supermarket near my home in North Carolina the other day, and right the top shelf, clear glass, right above it, a blasting heat vent.
Oof.
And one of the things that destroys olive oil is time, which is oxidation, usually air getting inside, temperature, a hot shelf, and this light. That's another big enemy of olive oil. So buying in a dark color glass is also a good tip for your folks looking for the harvest date, of course. One of the other very important things to look for is single origin or single estate oils. I looked at one of the large bottlers' oils the other day, and it had, I believe, 8 different countries mm-hmm. of origin. Mm-hmm. May contain oil from
right.
Tunisia, Italy, Greece, mm-hmm. Spain. It was like all... So think about the control that one would have if they were trying to assemble in some mass quantity from multiple countries in a bottle. It simply, especially at the price, if you want a quality olive oil, you have to pay for it. You have to pay for the care that goes into the olive. And on a single estate oil, almost, you know, single origin chocolates, you probably talked about chocolate and how healthy dark chocolate can be. And there's been a big kind of surge in single origin chocolate. And there should be the same in olive oil, where people are looking at single origin, single estate oils, where people can really have more control over the entire process.
Because it sounds like some of these manufacturers, what they may be doing is they may be sort of playing like the commodities market and sort of saying, you know, if the price here is too high, I'll just go to another supplier. And, you know, and it's sort of like a game where they can increase their profit margin by finding, the olive oil of opportunity. The one that offers the best price point, and then, vary their mixture accordingly.
Absolutely, absolutely. That, and also they're very creative with their labeling and bottling. They may have their bottling in Italy, so it'll say bottled in Italy.
But it's not actually sourced from Italy.
No, and you can see that on the back of some labels. The labeling laws in each state are a little different. And honestly, the government is more, let's say, of a watchdog when it comes to products such as meat. You know, they're worried about people getting truly sick off of meat. They don't see a huge health risk in olive oil, so they just have limits. They do the best they can, but this is an area, and I think we're going to see a lot better labeling, especially as the California production goes up. Again, right now we're producing around 3% of our consumption in the States, but they will want to grow that market, and one way to grow that market is to protect the brands that are in the States. The UC Davis study that was done actually showed that there was a very big difference between the oils percentage-wise on which ones were declared extra virgin between the imported ones and between the California or also, I think Australian ones were also included in the UC Davis study. It was around 10% of the oils from California were found not to be extra virgin, where 69%,
wow,
I think, of the imported ones were found not to be extra virgin. So you up your odds a little bit by potentially buying Californian. There's a producer from California that's for a good everyday olive oil that's very widely distributed, that labels their oil very ethically with a harvest date, so you know exactly when it was harvested, which is fantastic. It makes me really happy as a freshness freak when it comes to olive oil,
mm-hmm,
because unfortunately we've been trained to like really bad olive oil. They've also done studies that show that consumers really don't like the taste of high polyphenol,
yeah,
or very aggressive olive oil.
Exactly. That may be, you know, similar to a lot of people like farmed salmon better than natural salmon. They've gotten used to the taste, although the nutritional qualities are inferior.
That's correct. So the people that are beating the freshness and high quality drum, we're constantly trying to educate folks on, you know, what really great olive oil tastes like. A great olive oil should be used in the case almost any time you would use a fresh herb. A fresh drizzle of olive oil would not hurt. Has a lot of the same flavor qualities of a fresh herb. And one way I explain the difference between a fresh, high-quality olive oil versus an everyday olive oil to people, I say, do you remember when you used to only use dried herbs in your cooking? Dried herbs are like everyday bulk olive oil like you buy, mm-hmm, at the grocery store, even though it's labeled extra virgin. Fresh, high-quality olive oil is like using fresh herbs.
Right.
It's like night and day difference. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful product that these small family farmers around the world are starting to get recognized for their quality and their passion. They don't want to be part of the big olive oil game or the big olive oil scam. They in Spain especially, there are people, families that have been selling to the large co-ops for generations the olives from their farm. They're going back to the farms and saying, we can't do this to our grandfather's trees. He was just too passionate about these trees.
It's like blasphemy.
Yeah, like he's probably, you know, turning over in his
grave. Right.
We want to take this back into our hands. We want to produce a quality product that, grab some water, that our family and our friends can enjoy.
So, perhaps you've just taken a taste of a peppery, polyphenol-rich
exactly,
olive oil. Here's something that a lot of Americans do. You know, we're cost conscious. Olive oil is expensive. Let's face it. People go to, you know, they go to a big emporium like Costco. They stock up on olive oil. They get like the gallon size, super large container. They don't use that much. It may take 3-4 months to use. Bad idea?
Bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more economical, but it's that's one of the ways you get in trouble because it sits around. And that's not good.
Yeah, it gets air, it gets oxygen. You don't want to leave it near the stove for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. People tend to decant it into a cruet with a non-closure cruet. So you want to keep the air away from it and not decant it into a clear bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I personally prefer a filtered oil. So if you see an oil that has a lot of sediment at the grocery store at the bottom of the bottle, this sediment can actually ferment.
Oh.
There are other things in there than just little particles of olive.
I once bought a bottle of olive oil like that. I thought it was more authentic. It just seemed more, you know, had like you could practically chew it. So I thought this has got to be healthier. Didn't taste that good, but I thought there was some benefit to that. Not really.
You know, there is definitely a lot of debate on this topic. You know, I if you're going to consume an oil quickly, I think it's great. There's a product in Italy that they get very excited about called Novello, and that's fresh pressed oil. The Italians love their Novello, but they are consuming that immediately after it's pressed. It's not sitting around on shelves for months and months and months. And it's an unfiltered oil before the oil has naturally decanted. But yes, these especially sitting around on shelves in grocery stores and that sort of thing is not very good for a non-filtered oil. So, and they lose oil when they filter the oil. They lose a small percentage of the oil to the filtering process. So a bottler that's going for profit instead of quality would also decide not to filter their oil as well.
What about the different types of olive oil, because you've got light, medium, dark, you know, very aromatic, but also that may be good for say a salad dressing, but if you're trying to saute or it's a little too heavy. So do you differentiate among those types?
Well, I kind of go back to the high antioxidant oils, the reason I refer to those is because those antioxidants, those green, peppery, very fresh oils, they protect themselves, again, from oxidizing under the heat of the pan. Mm-hmm. I like to cook my morning eggs. I love fried eggs. I'm a big egg eater in general. I have loved the salmon and salad diet.
Oh, great.
And I eat a lot of eggs as well. And one of the things is I love my morning eggs fried, so I'll have my eggs fried in a little fresh high polyphenol olive oil. I usually don't cook it above medium. I try to keep it at a lower heat.
Because once it smokes, that's a bad sign.
Absolutely, you don't want it to smoke. So if you're using a higher polyphenol oil, now how to find those would be to go to a tasting bar, try to find these single origin oils, actually taste the oil, try to find something that's quite peppery. Ask them what's your most robust oil that you sell. Mm-hmm. It is a flavor that you will get used to, and before you know it, you'll be showing it to your friends, and you'll be like, "What? You know, you don't like this?" Or not really don't like it, but you know, it's just something you get used to. I've had people who have joined the club. One of the things I do for my club is I bring back a few extra cases, as I happily did for some of your listeners, and I share a free trial bottle to the club. And I'll get letters after the first week when someone's had the oil or first couple tastes. This oil's just too spicy. It's too bitter. I can't use it on anything. I just, you know, I love it. My husband thinks it's awful. Well, 2 weeks later, it'll be, when is our next shipment coming? Mm-hmm. Because we have fallen in love with this oil, and now we can't have dinner without drizzling it over everything on our plate.
You have to educate your palate.
You have to educate your palate. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're just so accustomed to this flat, rancid oil that it is a big learning curve for your palate. I don't think humans were really conditioned to like bitter things, which I really don't understand because we love
coffee. Those are the healthiest things. That's in nature. That's the signature of some of the healthiest things, like things in the cabbage family. The stronger flavors in fruits and vegetables are always a signature of healthier qualities. You know, even in chocolate, coffee, and so on, these are acquired tastes, but these are valuable polyphenols.
No, I agree with you totally.
One of my favorite recipes in your one of your latest, I guess call it a newsletter, is olive oil gelato, and it's olive oil ice cream. But it sounds really interesting. But it's the flavoring is really from the 2/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil.
It is. It's not a low-calorie.
No.
It's not a low-calorie item. It's definitely a decadent thing. But, yeah, I was living in New York and working there, and I went to one of Mario Batali's restaurants, and I tried the olive oil gelato there. This had to have been maybe 10 years ago, and I fell in love with this oil or with this gelato, and he had a really green oil on top. It must have been harvest season in Italy, and he brought some back in his bag. I don't know how he got this oil, but it was so fresh and so good. And I thought, wow,
good for him. Because
what I'll do,
he's trying to not just pander to the palates of Americans, but to educate the palates of Americans and uplift their taste preferences.
Absolutely. One of the things I'll do as a 30 pinch is I'll buy some nice vanilla ice cream and just drizzle over a little bit of this green fresh pressed olive oil that has so much flavor. So if you're in a pinch and need a quick dessert,
interesting,
nice one. My buddy, he loves his olive oil, his fresh green olive oil drizzled over plain yogurt, plain thick Greek yogurt. He likes it. He likes berries and fresh olive oil, or banana, and granola is also good on it with the green olive oil, because it can have flavors of items like green banana and lots of those types of mint. Olive oil can range in flavor depending on the variety. And yeah, probably if you're listening to this, you're like, what have I been missing out on all along? Yeah. You're like, I'm not tasting any of this in my olive oil. Well, yeah, that's true. You're probably not. You haven't tried the real thing yet.
So for momentarily, I'm going to take the heat off you because, as you say, you're not a physician, and we don't want you to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So, as a physician, I'm going to share with our listeners some of the health benefits of olive oil. Momentarily here, and so you can chime in whenever you want, but it turns out that olive oil, as we said, is rich in beneficial polyphenols with names like hydroxytyrosol and ligsterosid and oleosid, and of course oleoropein. And one of my favorite products is an extract of oleoropein. Which, typically Americans, sometimes they don't, instead of drinking red wine, they'll take resveratrol pills. They even, I think, have cocoa pills these days. So they give you, like, the essence of whatever the food is, but it's always best to get it from a food source. Oleoropein, as we said, is present in the young fruit and not in the, more so in the green olives than the dark olives. It disappears. And it's got a variety of properties. It's an antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's anti-atherogenic. It has anti-cancer effects. It's antimicrobial. It's antiviral. And it's actually sold in Mediterranean countries as a supplement, the oleoropein. So now it's sold, of course, in the United States. That's one of our favorite products called olive leaf extract that's available at drhoffman.com. In the store. But any inflammatory effects occur by inhibiting something called lipoxygenase, which is a promoter of inflammation. And in terms of anti-atherogenic effects, it prevents lipid peroxidation at the level of the wall of the arteries. And it may also have some slight blood thinning effects, preventing blood clots. It seems to go after many types of cancer cells, including glioblastoma, a deadly form of brain cancer, leukemia cells. I mean, look, I'm not here to say just drink some olive oil and your advanced stage 4 cancer is going to go away. But certainly from the standpoint of prevention, or if you've had cancer and you want to increase your likelihood of not having a recurrence, then, olive oil should be part of your regimen. Kidney cancer, breast cancer, melanoma, colorectal cancer, sarcomas. There's actually a lot of research on this. In terms of its antimicrobial effect, it has, now that we're running out of antibiotics, the antibiotics are no longer effective against many types of infections. We're seeing a lot of antimicrobial, we're seeing resistance to antibiotics by microbes. And oleoropein has strong antimicrobial activity against both gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria. I actually give it sometimes to patients when I don't want to give an antibiotic. I want to give something that's lighter, avoiding the antibiotic side effects. It's great for acne, I've found, at high doses. It has an antiviral effect. There's actually a patent on it by a major pharmaceutical company because they wanted to develop it as an antiviral. They decided not to, but they hold a patent because it has potent antiviral activities against herpes, mononucleosis, hepatitis, rotavirus, rhinovirus, which is the cold virus, parvovirus, and feline leukemia virus, and respiratory syncytial virus, and parainfluenza type 3 virus. And also, there's actually some breakthrough research where they're testing its efficacy against HIV. Again, I'm not here to say that olive leaf extract cures HIV, but it's certainly something that could have an ancillary effect for someone who's trying to fight off a viral infection. It has skin protectant effects. That's why Mediterranean women, a la Sophia Loren, have such beautiful skin. Certainly, it protects the fibroblasts, which are damaged by free radicals in the skin, and it's therefore also has an anti-aging effect in a cell culture. Oleoripein-treated cell cultures exhibit a delay in senescence, that's aging, by about 15%. And also, it protects the nervous system. It's neuroprotective because we know that the nervous system is susceptible to oxidative injury. The mitochondria are damaged, and that's why our mental faculties slow down. We develop conditions like Parkinson's disease and other types of neurodegenerative conditions. And so there's research on hydroxytyrosol and oleoripein in relationship to neurological conditions. So think dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Very, very cool substance. And, you know, it's one of those things that in nature, it's just delicious, it's aesthetic, and you can, you know, have a great time with it, enjoy it, you know, pure hedonism, but at the same time, you're doing something good for yourself. Does that sum it up pretty well for you?
Wow, that's amazing. Considering I take thousands of oils a year, I should be,
absolutely,
you know, glowing a picture of health and wellness. And yeah, I am. I'm questioned quite frequently on my skin and my health. And
you know, you look great for.
I attribute it to olive oil.
You look great for a 90-year-old guy. I mean, I see your picture here, and it's amazing. You don't look a day over 40, and yet you're chronologically. I know you're 90 years old. I checked your birth statistics. Clearly, you know, the problem is, as you know, the Mediterranean diet is actually disappearing in the Mediterranean. You've been to all those countries, and you see that it's being replaced by Western fast food. So we can no longer say, oh, the Mediterranean people are so healthy. They're losing their health to the influx of Westernized processed foods.
That's right. Yeah, it's very, very, very sad to see that, and they recognize it, especially the people that I'm dealing with. These are small family farmers that really care about the land and about the production and about their families, and they will not even take their children to McDonald's. They don't like American brands, and they can see what's happening in their culture. This fast food diet and the processed food. They're very, I would say religious about how they live and what their lifestyle symbolizes.
So what's the call to action here, TJ, for our listeners who want to find out more about a fresh pressed olive oil and the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club? Is there a way they can, we'll mention the website first of all.
Absolutely. I set aside the first 240 listeners that get in touch with my website or visit the website and learn more about fresh pressed olive oil and what I do, traveling and working with the farmers and importing it by jet. I've set aside 240 bottles. They're a retail price of around $39 each. Mm-hmm. And you can get a free trial bottle to check out my club. It's kind of a free sample bottle.
You sure you want to do this? Because we're going to unleash chaos on you.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm about educating people. I want to have more people on this bandwagon. I want more people to get educated about what wonderful fresh olive oil tastes like. Unless you've really been to Italy or been to Spain or somewhere else around the world where they're now processing and pressing beautiful olive oil, you've never tasted this, so you really have no clue. So I've set aside 240 bottles for the first listeners that visit the website. The website is set up at freesamplebottle.com, freesamplebottle.com. thefreshbottle.com, and you can learn all about my Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club and get your own sample there so you can taste for yourself what you've been missing and what we're so excited about from the health and flavor standpoint.
Well, that's fantastic. So it just freesamplebottle.com. They're not going to get a free sample bottle of Johnny Walker if they go there. You own that.
Yes.
You own that. Yes. URL. Freesamplebottle.
That's right. That's my URL. Okay. Freesamplebottle. Okay. And it's a trial bottle. There's no strings attached. You can cancel at any time. You're going to have time to taste the oil and try it and know whether you love it or hate it, and get back to us and let us know. We're quite happy. I'm quite happy that the vast majority of people go wild for it. So they kind of become addicted, and if they have to go to a restaurant or to a friend's house that happens to have olive oil on the table, they're completely spoiled and say, "This is rancid. Have you never tried fresh olive oil?"
Yeah. No, once it's
I carry a flask.
Yeah, it's once you've been there, it's hard to go back. And for listeners who want just to get general information, once again, it's freshpressedoliveoil.com. And by the way, TJ Robinson's not a sponsor of this program. I just wanted to get the word out, I think it's just an important public service to educate people about the real deal about olive oil, because olive oil is wonderful. The problem is that and I think you would agree, the vast majority of people who are dutifully consuming olive oil are they're getting gypped. They're not getting the full benefits, so we want people to access the full benefits and educate their palates and inform themselves about high quality olive oil. So freesamplebottle.com. Thank you very much for
pleasure.
That was a surprise, because you sprang that on me at the end of the interview, and I didn't even know that this is where we were going to go with it, but that's great.
Good. Well, I can't talk for so long about wonderful olive oil and get people so excited about it without proof in the pudding, and so that's where we are. I want to put the proof in the pudding. I want people to try it for themselves.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. TJ Robinson of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And once again, freshpressedoliveoil.com. And now you can obtain a free sample at freesamplebottle.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks, TJ. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.